Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we are joined by Emmanuel Shahs. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we want to talk about the scandal that has rocked the Ukrainian government. I mean, they're rocked by bombardment from the Russians every night, but this is a political rocking of the system. Tell me what happened with the energy scandal.
Well, we have to go back a few days ago on November 10th when the anti-corruption agency NABU revealed records that were, where you could hear three people. We didn't know first their identity. We knew that they were within the spheres of the government, the highest spheres of the government. And they were basically discussing between themselves how they could launder some money, how they could enrich themselves with money that came from the Eneroatom company. That's the public company dealing with nuclear energy here in Ukraine. And it quickly became known that Timur Mindich, a very close friend of Volodymyr Zelensky, the co-director of his production company, Quartal 95, was actually heading this scheme. And this came on November 10th, that was just 2 days after one of the worst Russian strikes against the energy infrastructure here in Ukraine. And of course, it affects the energy sector. So it came as a huge blow towards society here when it became known.
What did Zelensky do in response to the revelation that his friend was trying to siphon money?
Well, first off, this is not someone that has a governmental position, if you will, but he's influential with many people who are in the government. And of course, Zelensky was expected to react. He quickly imposed sanctions. In fact, he enacted the National Security and Defense Council's decision to impose personal sanctions on both Timur Mindich and Oleksandr Tsukerman, who's also one of the suspects in this case. And what's really interesting about this is that Zelensky was elected back in 2019 on the promise that he would put an end to those corruption practices that we had seen with oligarchs before the independence of Ukraine and even well after. And so this really came, this really brought a lot of anger in civil society here in Ukraine.
Now, there was a story that Mindich, who owns that production company, Kvartel 95, which Zelensky was co-founder of, that he was tipped off in advance of the expose.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Yeah, indeed. He fled Ukraine a few hours only before NABU, which is the anti-corruption agency, ordered searches in his house. So, of course, there were suspicions that he was tipped off. He could also cross the border, without any worry. And even the border guard said, well, everything was in order with his papers. He wasn't, there was no arrest warrant against him at the time. So he fled in Europe. We don't know his whereabouts yet, but it's really like a big case here because it happens during this wave of Russian strikes against energy infrastructure. A lot of people I'm talking to here were completely devastated, angered by this case. But also they told me, you know what, 10 years ago, this would never have come out in Ukraine. So they are angry. People are angry about this case, but also they are relieved that it can come to light at all.
Now, this agency, NABU, there was an attempt by Volodymyr Zelensky some time back to take control of the anti-corruption mechanisms to have it under his office. That failed, though, because the public were angered by this. So why did people think Zelensky wanted to control that process some months ago?
So if we go back a few months ago, and actually you and I, we had talked about this case. This summer, we saw thousands of Ukrainians taking to the streets. And it's not nothing, you know, in wartime. When you take to the streets, you are also at risk of being bombed by Russia in any city in Ukraine. And then people were like, well, this is exactly what we fight for. We do not want Ukraine to go back to old bad habits of being a corrupt country. We do want to join the European Union, and we want or anti-corruption bodies to be able to work and not be worried by the government. So back then, Zelensky really backpedaled. He saw the public anger and he backpedaled and let the institutions fighting corruption having the possibility to do so. And he let them being independent. And it's precisely because the public opinion was so vocal about this that NABU, the anti-corruption agency, could continue this work. And also, interestingly, the law that Zelensky passed, actually, he had to pass a second law to cancel this one this summer. Well, this law was actually discussed in the recordings of the suspects that NABU then published on YouTube. They are actually feeling and fearing that, they are being suspected. Then they're trying to find how they could escape. That how they could save their $100 million at least that they've laundered, and those are very damning records, very incriminating against the people who are being suspected.
Do we know where the money is now? Did they actually get away with stealing it, or does it lie in some Ukrainian bank accounts?
Well, it probably lies in the pockets of some of the people who are suspected, either their own pockets or that of their wives. This is also something that is in the record and that was published by NABU. Now, sanctions are being imposed against them. Of course, there will be requests for extradition. But also what is interesting, I've listened to those records. There's more than 1,000 hours of those. Obviously, I didn't listen to all of it, but we can also see being discussed that there's a trail that leads right back to Moscow. All the people who are involved in that scandal, they have ties with the Moscow government. So it's old practices that Ukraine is still not getting, is still not completely rid of. However, the silver lining for Ukrainians is that at least it is being uncovered. At least people will be held accountable. And that's a progress for Ukraine.
Now, one other issue, we hear about an exodus of younger males from Ukraine to seek refuge in the west of Europe because they fear conscription. How big a phenomenon is that?
It is absolutely a big phenomenon because for years, since the full-scale invasion, there was a limited movement allowed for young men because, of course, between the age of 25 to 60, men in Ukraine are able to be mobilized. They can join voluntarily, but they can also, if they don't update their statuses, their exemptions, well, they can be drafted into the army. And now we see a young generation that doesn't necessarily want to fight. People who are 18, who are 20, that don't want to go to the army, then using the possibility that was given recently by Ukraine to allow younger men to leave the country. Often it's people who are 1 or 2 years before the age of 25, and they go, they settle to Western Europe, including to Ireland. But one thing must be said, this is also the use that can afford to go live abroad. And that's far from being the case from all of Ukrainian youth here.
And there was one particular guy who went to Paris and caused a bit of a scandal.
Absolutely. He's a blogger who actually left Ukraine back in 2024. And he settled in Paris, where you can see on his social media, he's living quite a lavish life, walking Dalmatians through fancy streets of Paris' luxurious districts. And on Halloween, he decided that it would be a good idea to use a costume of a Ukrainian soldier. And of course, at the time where you have tens of thousands of men who are on the front line, people here in Ukraine felt really disrespected by this attitude. The name of this young guy, 22-year-old Oleg Barishevsky, he didn't also use his social media to apologize. He just justified his stance by saying that this uniform was something that was given to him at some point. And it also shows, it translates a huge gap between such a golden youth that can afford to live in the fanciest districts of Paris and then ordinary Ukrainian citizens who have no choice but to be either under Russian bombs far away from the front line or who are being sent on the front line or voluntarily join.
Emmanuel Shaz, thank you very much for joining us from Ukraine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.